As we arrive at iPhone's first birthday, we're gonna take it to the next level. And today we're introducing the iPhone 3G.
That was Steve Jobs announcing the new iPhone 3G yesterday. He made the announcement during his keynote address, also known as Steve Note, at the Apple Worldwide Development Conference.
Of course it is.
Basically, the new iPhone, here it is. It's cheaper, it's faster, you can get it in black or white, and it will be in stores July 11th. Brian Lamb is the editor-in-chief of Gizmodo. He is in San Francisco at the conference, and he live blogged the Steve Note. He joins us now on the line. Hi, Brian.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. It's early there. Thanks for doing this. So I believe it was Gizmodo that famously referred to the first iPhone as the, quote, Jesus phone. It was so groundbreaking. The new one could only disappoint, right?
You know what? I'd say it's definitely evolutionary. It's not revolutionary, but it seems to be impressive, even though a lot of us had the same sort of notion that you just mentioned. It seemed like it could only disappoint, but you know, I actually held it yesterday, and I actually am impressed.
You held it? Have you washed your hand?
Good clip from the Daily Show. There you go.
Yeah, okay, so what impressed you about it?
Okay, so we've all the enthusiastic people who really excited to see this thing come to life. In the first generation, we got it in our hands, and we ended up with this laundry list. You know, when you're so close to making something that satisfies so many people, people tend to just not focus on the good and focus on the bad. Like, mm-hmm. It doesn't do cut, copy, and paste, which is kind of crazy for something that's so text-heavy. You know, it's got a keyboard in there, and people complained about how slow the downloads were, and it didn't have a GPS. Like, a lot of the competing phones that weren't as pretty had all these extra technologies. Well, they've actually included a lot of these technologies now, like 3G speed, which is like Apple says it's 2 times faster, but it's much faster than download. And the map program has a GPS in it now, so it can locate you a lot more accurately than the old version.
Can you tell me about that GPS? I don't really understand why you want a GPS on your phone. So you can find where you're going to meet your friend on the corner. Why is that such a big deal? We've had GPS for a long time, right?
Yeah, we have. And a lot of phones have had them, like BlackBerries have had them. To be honest, the old version had this tech where it would somehow use the cell phone towers and recognize the cell phone towers and then kind of able to triangulate where you are.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be able to find where you are within a few hundred feet or a few blocks. It was good enough for walking, you know. But the new version has something that's a lot more accurate. It can track you within, say, like 20 feet, I think.
Wow.
30 feet, I'd guess. But it can also continuously track you, which is like a huge battery suck. But I guess it's good if you dare use it for driving directions. I personally won't. So the GPS for me is something I'd probably...
not going to take advantage of.
The other thing you can do, it's kind of something I'm not sure many mainstream users would do, but it'll tag your photos with the location you shot them at. So that sort of data, I guess, could be used on like Flickr, which is like this very popular photo site, to maybe put your photos on a map.
I want to talk about the price, because this is a big deal. This is starting at $199. When this first came out a year ago, it was really prohibitive. Early adapters paid $600. What are those folks saying? I imagine you were one of those, Brian. What are you saying now that the price point has dropped so substantially? Are people miffed?
One has to think, why didn't they do this in the first place?
Yeah.
And the only reason...
Oh, I know why. They wanted to make a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, the money part is there, but... You know what? At $199, they might even make more money, just, you know, the way the economics go.
Right, yeah. Sell more than three times as many.
Somebody might buy this. What's interesting is we found out yesterday that in the beginning, Apple went to great lengths to negotiate this deal with AT&T, who's, you know, they're a very powerful company as well. More powerful, I'd say, just by volume of customers. And they negotiated a deal where they'd share revenue from, like, your cell phone bill every month. Apple was supposedly getting, like, $10 for every cell phone they sold every month, which is just like unbelievable for an electronics company to get that kind of deal. We found out yesterday they canceled that deal somehow. I don't know why. Maybe we'll find out more in the coming weeks. But what that means is that they aren't somehow just making these sacrifices from before to sell, it seems like, to sell a lot more of these. And the only reason why I can see why they sold it for so much in the beginning was maybe to set this intrinsic value in everyone's minds. Like, this thing is very premium. Just because you're getting it $99 now, don't forget how much it cost in the beginning.
So, final question, though, Brian. If you already have one of these things, are they purely trying to expand the market, or are people going to go and upgrade?
That's a really good question, and the way I feel about it, just thinking about it as someone who really does like these shiny little things called gadgets, I think that they've positioned it perfectly in price so that people who have them currently don't really need to upgrade, because they're rolling the same software upgrade out to current users. So you get half of the latest versions, basically. Like, you get these new programs you can install through iTunes, right? So you get, like, these thousands of programs that people are now starting to write. That's one of the new features. But you don't get the speed of the downloads, and you don't get the GPS. So it's kind of like, you know, people don't have to upgrade. But for $199, if you're going to be with AT&T anyway and stick with upgrade your two-year contract and extend your two-year contract,
It wouldn't break your bank to do that then.
Exactly.
Hey, Brian Lamb, editor-in-chief of Gizmodo in San Francisco, live blogging there. Hey, Brian, thanks for sharing your thoughts on the newest gadget, the iPhone 3G, folks.
That little flicker GPS thing, that's going to trip up a lot of liars. Like, here I am with my friend Al Roker, and here I am with my friend George Clooney. It's like, really? Because the thing says that you're at Madame Tussauds the whole time. And if Elvis were alive, I don't think he'd look that good. Anyway, next up on the show, new music from Lil Wayne, My Morning Jacket, and Solomon Burke. That's on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.